Tom Callinan, Connecticut's first troubadour and a former Marine.
Are there former Marines, Brad?
Yeah. You know something? I opened up my mouth the wrong way. There's never a former. We're always Marines.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah, you know something? When were you in?
70, 71.
Wow. Well, you have... play a great guitar. You're a troubadour, is what you...
Connecticut's first, huh?
Yes, right? And Dan...
How did that come about?
Oh, it's more time than we have, but long story short, I was invited to go down to Philadelphia to do a performance for the Economic Development Commission. There were travel writers writing about Connecticut. They wanted to have me come down and get in the middle of what they were doing, their spiel, and do some music. Play some spoons, tell some corny jokes. And as we're leaving the meeting, they said, oh, by the way, is there any song with? And they gave me a whole litany of places in the state they were trying to promote. There wasn't, so I wrote it. And when I finished at the performance, they said to me, boy, that's pretty good. We should have you become an ambassador for the state. I said, well, I was hoping you'd make me the first official state troubadour. And they looked at me and they went with it, so, you know.
No, that's how it happened.
That's really what happened.
Oh, wow. My God, Connecticut's first troubadour.
Now, I know you've got a new CD coming out, but you sent us a song which we played yesterday, Some Gave All Gave Some.
Yes.
And you wrote that because of what was going on with our inability to fund military honors for our veterans' funerals?
Yeah, it wasn't originally how it... I started around Veterans Day. I was going to write for my Veterans Day programming last year, and I got a writer's block, and I couldn't finish it. There are just so many things you can say. And Sal Senna, who you had on earlier this week,
yeah,
sent us emails about the stuff that was going on, and that enabled me to write the last lines of the song.
Wow.
So indirectly, I'm grateful to Governor Malloy.
How old's that guitar? That looks like Lucy's guitar that B.B. King used to play.
This is a 1971 or two, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks, you know, something I want to say, it looks fabulous because it does. It looks like a, you know, a guitar that's been used, but...
Used and abused.
Used and abused.
Where do you perform?
I work all over the... all over Connecticut. I used to do Maine to Florida, four tours a year up and down the East Coast for about 25 years. And then after 9/11, things got a little crazy going to airports and stuff with all my gear. So I just decided to stay in the Northeast. And so I do schools and libraries and healthcare facilities, nursing homes, senior centers, concerts, public concerts on greens and things like that, colleges, radio shows, and some TV.
Glad you picked this one.
You're the first one for my debuting this album. This is great.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after the 8 o'clock news. Got a song for us?
You want to hear this one?
Yeah, let's
go. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
It's okay.
5 minutes before 8 o'clock, my friend. A little time check on the radio.
So some gave all gave some. I definitely was in the some gave some category. I was stationed in Camp Pendleton, California. Got diverted from Vietnam by one man. The guy next to me was the last guy to go, and I got diverted to Pendleton and worked in staging battalion mailroom. I was an 0311 rifleman. But then I became a mailman. So somebody was looking out for me, didn't want me to go hurt anybody, just hurt them with bad jokes, I guess. They raised their hands and solemnly swore. Some gave all gave some to protect our nation in peace and war. Some gave all gave some. Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, all marching toward the setting sun, and we might not see him till kingdom come. Some gave all gave some. They trained to fight so we'd be free. Some gave all gave some, their lives on the line for democracy. Some gave all gave some. Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, all marching toward the setting sun, and we might not see 'em till kingdom come. Some gave all gave some. They lived in filth, they slept in mire. Some gave all gave some. Everyone huddled around the fire. Some gave all gave some. Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, all marching toward the setting sun. And we might not see him till kingdom come. Some gave all gave some. Some were captured, some escaped. Some gave all gave some. They all ended up at the pearly gates. Some gave all gave some. Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, all marching toward the setting sun. And we might not see them till kingdom come. Some gave all gave some. From the war-weary vet to the raw recruit, some gave all gave some. At their graves they deserve a rifle salute. Some gave all gave some. Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, all marching toward the setting sun. And we might not see them till kingdom come. Some gave all gave some. We might not see him till kingdom come. Some gave all gave some.
Tom Callan.
Wow.
Yes, all right.
That's awesome,
the first
Tom. That's awesome.
Connecticut Troubadour. Oh, my God. Semper Fi, baby. Wow.
Semper Fi, Brown.
Semper Fi. Boy, I'll tell you, he's going to stay around.
That's right.
A very special guest.
Well,
Daniel.
Brad, in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Tom Callanan, Connecticut's first troubadour. And you just heard his song before, which was just a tremendous song. Some gave all gave some. Tom, you have a new CD coming out, right?
I do. It's called Forget Me Nots.
Forget Me Not.
Yes.
So talk a bit about it.
It's a, I call it a miscellany of remembrances. It's songs that go back as far as Uncas the Mohegan Sachem and how he outwitted the Narragansetts back in 1646 up to the guy on the plane in 2009 who averted the underwear bomber from blowing up the plane. And his name was Jasper Scheringa, and he is from Amsterdam, from Holland. And there was an old sea shanty called The Maid of Amsterdam, so I used that tune and called the Flying Dutchman. He saved that plane. There's one about my uncle, great uncle Jerry, who was killed in World War One. And I did a whole year of finding out why he wasn't on the obelisk monument in Middletown. He was buried in Middletown St. John's Cemetery. And actually, there's a monument to him and his unit in Central Park in New York City. Found all these things, found all these books. There's so much research. And my cousin found a photo of my great-uncle Jerry, a 100-year-old photo, and she emailed it to me. It just knocked me out. So I'm doing a program in Middletown at the Russell Library on November 16th, songs from about the World War One, and it's called Searching for Great Uncle Jerry Over Here and Over There.
You know, this is fascinating. This is fascinating what you do. In last September, I remember the Connecticut Trees of Honor in Middletown that were dedicated, and I had the privilege of being part of that, and it was just so, I mean, the tears came.
It was amazing.
The tears came. You were there, and you wrote a song.
I did. I wrote a song and performed it that day.
Unbelievable.
Called Gone But Not Forgotten.
Yep.
And it's on the CD.
It is on the CD. It's the first song on the CD, okay. Actually.
Could you play for us?
I can.
All right.
Hopefully I won't.
Gone.
Hopefully I won't weep and rest my strength.
Boy, I did that day.
It's
Gone But Not Forgotten.
Very emotional. 65 Connecticut citizens have died in the global war on terror. Just heard that one today was found on the McCain from Suffield.
And
we're certainly very sorry for him, the sailor. They just found his remains this morning. So, hope that'll be 66. for a dedication, to thank these fallen for their sacrifice, to make sure that their names never fade away, they who paid the ultimate price. Gone but not forgotten, until we meet again, reunited with our loved ones, comrades and old friends. Till then, we have our memories of those who've gone before, and this place will bring us comfort from the ravages of war. It's just a park with trees and flowers, a place to come where beauty lives and thrives. But for others, it's a solemn place to think and reminisce how it was when their loved ones were alive. Gone but not forgotten, until we meet again, reunited with our loved ones, and old friends. Till then, we have our memories of those who've gone before, and this place will bring us comfort from the ravages of war. And oh, what might have been had they not perished, giving all so that our nation might survive. This memorial will honor their great gift to each of us, those who now number 65. Gone but not forgotten, until we meet again, reunited with our loved ones, comrades and old friends. Till then, we have our memories of those who've gone before, and this place will bring us comfort from the ravages of war. Our pride in what they felt was their duty is tempered by the loss of those who've gone, but these trees will remain planted in their names, gone but not forgotten, living on. Gone but not forgotten, until we meet again, reunited with our loved ones, comrades and old friends. Till then, we have our memories of those who've gone before, and this place will bring us comfort from the ravages of war. And this place will bring us comfort from the ravages of war.
Wow. Whoa. Well, Dan, I'll tell you. Well, I'll tell you, it was a memory you'll never forget, those days and the trees of honor that were planted, and how you captured that. It's just incredible.
Thank you.
Tom, is there a specific time of day when you write your songs? Do you find yourself more creative at certain times of day, or just when it comes to you?
I don't know. I never take note of when it happens. It just happens. Sometimes I'll go to bed thinking of an idea and wake up and I'll be able to write a song.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm in the car and it comes out when I'm either in traffic or, you know, when I'm stopping from using profanity at the people who just cut me off.
There's a song there, I imagine.
But it helps keep the voice, lubricated.
Sure.
So I don't know that there's a real time that I do it, and I don't do it every day. Mm. It's not something I keep a journal and try to do it. It's just when I get an inspiration, I can't stop.
What was the inspiration? Because I will always remember that Middletown
for that song.
Dedication of the Trees. How long did it take you to write that song?
Probably about 20 minutes to a half an hour.
Wow.
Can you imagine
that?
No,
I can't.
But that's the actual doing, but right. The process is years, because I originally started to write the song for my great uncle Jerry, who was killed in World War One in France. And a tree was planted for him on the Washington Terrace Green. And all the others, I don't know, 30 or 20 some odd that were trees, maple trees were planted there. And all my life, every time we would go by, my mom would say, "That's one of those trees is for your great uncle Jerry." And so I was always fascinated with that, but that's all I knew. And I knew he was buried in St. John's Cemetery. And so I intended to write a song for him this year because it's the 100th anniversary of America being in World War I. And then when I met Diane DeLuzio in Glastonbury of 15, I think it was, I was the guest speaker at their Memorial Day parade, and she was on the dais with all the other folks, and she told me about the Trees of Honor Memorial, and then we corresponded back and forth, and I ended up writing this song for that. And then later this year, I wrote one for my great uncle Jerry finally. So it took me years, really, but for 30 minutes to get it down.
And you know, this is one of the reasons, and I know Dan feels the same way, this is one of the reasons what's going on now with, you know, statues being torn down. Yeah. It's got nothing to do. This is all part of our history. And that is what's being destroyed. Absolutely. And that is what Dan and I are so upset about, and many Americans are upset about. I'm sure you are too.
Me too, Brad. It's a terrible thing, because you learn from history. You know, every one of us is flawed. And when you look at what, say, for example, Robert E. Lee, he was offered the command of the Union Army.
That's right.
And turned it down to fight for a state of Virginia. And then after the war, he urged everybody to come together as a nation. He was a great patriot, as was Jackson. Where all these other guys, they believed fervently in what they believed in. And it's just incredible. 600,000 people had to die in 4 years because of it. But it was just awful to see these things go down now, because people don't know who these people were.
I think of the young people that are taking American history. They'll never see this or read this.
Yeah, there's so much you can learn from these statues.
Oh my God! You know? And I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah. I said to my wife, we should. I was kidding the other day, and I said, well, everybody wants to go back and erase things. I said, well, we should take all the tires off of all our vehicles, and because they came from the Central American Indians, the rubber. And we should just say, okay, we're back on, you know, shoe right. leather express yep. to walk around. You right. know, and all the things
and
that
that's
we
where they came from.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rubber came from Central America. There's all kinds of things that we got from different places in the world. And you can't go back. First of all, you can't go back. And secondly, everything has some consequence to the discovery or whatever that somebody could find fault with 100 years later, looking back through another prism. You know, you totally disregard what happened in the particular period that it happened when you try to make the past live up to present standards.
Right.
It's just insane.
What else do you have for us?
I was just... I mean, your music, words right out of
your
my
music
mouth.
Is just, it's great.
I have, gosh, I don't know. I've got,
they all have such a folksy melody and such a, you know...
Well, thank you. This is one I wrote for the Year of the Submarine. Governor Malloy dedicated 2015-16 as the Year of the Submarine Century. And so I wrote this one called The Year of the Submarine, and it's a little more upbeat. Back in... In 1915, seven boats came in to Groton. First they came to London, then they moved over to Groton, and the rest, as I say, is history, as our great base. It's the year on the submarine for the vessels, neither neither heard nor seen, based in Groton. Since 1915, three silent cheers for the submarine. Seven boats steamed into Groton Town, where the Thames meets Long Island Sound. The people watching from the pier didn't realize the future had appeared. It's a year on the submarine for the vessels, neither heard nor seen, based in Groton. Since 1915, three silent cheers for the submarine. There were no masts, no rigging, and of course no sails on these thunder tubes, shaped like cigars or whales. They weren't ferries, yachts, or like anything afloat. What would the Navy be doing with such boats? It's the year of the submarine for the vessels, neither heard nor seen, based in Groton. Since 1915, three silent cheers for the submarine. But over time, they would prove their worth, navigating subsurface all around the earth. And as submariners love to say, there are just two types of ships out there today. It's the year on the submarine for the vessels, neither heard nor seen, based in Groton. Since 1915, three silent cheers for the submarine. We pause to remember the eternal patrols of the Scorpion and Thresher, lost with all their souls. Submariners know the risks, running silent, running deep, and those who wear the dolphins guard us while we sleep. It's the year on the submarine for the vessels, neither heard nor seen, based in Groton. Since 1915, three silent cheers for the submarine. Three silent cheers for the submarine.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
That is something.
Man. How can people get a copy of your music?
Well, they can find it on my website, which is called Cracker Barrel Entertainments, mm-hmm. which is www.crackerbarrel, that's all one word, CrackerBarrel, and then a hyphen, and then ENTS.com, CrackerBarrel-Ents.com. And then you go to my, on the left side, there's a menu, and my name is there. You click on me, and you get to my page, and it'll say recordings, and you can go down the list. I've done 20 now. Mm-hmm. I just turned 70 in March, and it's my 40th year doing music full time, and my 20th CD. So it's my big year of zeros.
We got to have, you know, this has got.
Oh yes.
You got to come back because there's so much going on today, just today. You know, in the news, that we've got to have from time to time. And this is what Dan and I do in the mornings. We do this kind of stuff.
That's great.
And then, you know, we can emphasize a few of these that are really out there. And I think it'll help.
Are you on iTunes?
No. I try to avoid social media.
Right.
I was on Facebook for a
while. No, but I mean iTunes, you can download your music with Apple.
No, my stuff is not up there yet. I'm not a technical savvy person at this point, but I'm working on it.
Good.
Baby steps.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, this is, Tom, we are so honored that you came from Norwich, by the way. People might not realize you drove all the way up from Norwich to be
with us this morning.
This is so terrific. We are honored that you were on the program today. Connecticut's first troubadour.
I'm delighted you had me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We got about maybe 30 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add, Tom?
Wish I had won the Powerball.
Actually, a woman from Torrington did win one of the tickets.
Oh,
you won $1 million, yeah.
That was great. I saw the woman last night.
From Chicopee, Massachusetts. Yeah, she won the big one.
That's
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be back, though, won't you?
I would never retire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
certainly.
Terrific.
Thank you for the invitation.